Thank you, Jane. We now have several stories from around Norfolk. The county was hailed this week as one of the world's best locations for spotting wildlife. However, the public were told to avoid Galston Beach, which was only recently named as one of the best in the UK. The ongoing saga about the old house in Ranworth continued with a new twist following an ombudsman's ruling in favour of Lady Ramshaw. There were impressive reports this week about two local female artists. Jo O'Donoghue of Norwich is publishing a book of lockdown stories, while Sally Barrett has been creating plaques that celebrate the rich history of Norwich city lanes. There are some on King Street, not far from Chatterbox headquarters. Jane will start with news of Norfolk as a location for spotting wildlife.
Norfolk has been recognised as one of the best places in the world for a nature-filled break. Norfolk features in a recent list by BBC Wildlife magazine of the 15 best wildlife-watching holiday destinations in the world. The publication picked out places that enable you to get outdoors and enjoy the thrill of seeing wild animals in their natural environment. Norfolk is recommended for a week-long holiday, with many of the highlights on the North Norfolk coast, including Britain's largest spoonbill colony at Hookham, the mixed seal colony at Blakeney Point, and Winterton's natterjack toads. Visitors are also encouraged to head to Hickling Broad to see swallowtail butterflies and Norfolk hawker dragonflies. It continues, in the Brecks, Britain's answer to the steps, watch stone curlews evade stoats at Wheating Heath before enjoying the thriving colony of Spanish catchfly, a rare plant, plus scarce day-flying moths such as Forester at Cranwich Camp.
People have been urged to avoid a Norfolk beach recently named the best in the UK after heavy rainfall caused pollution to flow into the sea. Surfers Against Sewage has issued the warning for Galston Beach, as well as Heacham and 81 other locations around the British coast, after monitoring water quality. The campaign group urged swimmers to avoid the areas, saying that recent heavy rainfall had caused pollution to flow into the waters.
The bizarre saga of a Broads period house, its wealthy owners and their sex therapist tenant has taken a new twist. Lady P. Patricia Ramshaw continues to be embroiled in row with the Cater family over her tenancy of the old house in Ranworth, which she moved on into with more than a dozen animals in November 2021, including several sheep. A tribunal held into the dispute is still awaiting a ruling after the hearing concluded last month. But in the meantime, in a separate case, an ombudsman has ruled in Lady Ramshaw's favour after she complained about how the property was advertised. The property ombudsman has ruled Starkings and Watson, which was instructed by the Caters to find a tenant, did not establish whether the property's energy certificate was valid at the time. However, the ombudsman said the estate agent did bring all relevant material information to Lady Ramshaw's attention. As such, it did not recommend she receive any compensation. The dispute was over whether or not the period home was exempt from energy regulations due to its Grade 2 listing. The Cater family believed it was, and the agent took their word for it.
COVID lockdowns proved emotional and difficult times for many of us, but they also created some amazing stories as the pandemic swept around the globe. Now, 3 years on from the UK's first lockdown, a former teacher from Norwich has been researching those incredible tales. Lockdown Stories is being published by Joe O'Donoghue and includes stories such as people being stranded in Nepal, families being separated, and a special COVID baby. Joe was living in NR3 during lockdown, but now lives in the Golden Triangle and works for the Educational Psychology and Specialist Support Service run by Norfolk County Council. Of her inspiration to write the book, she explained, "Initially for my grandchildren. I woke up one night and knew I should write down my experiences for them to read because I wouldn't have remembered. I love to travel a lot, but I had to isolate for 3 months and reflect on life." After collating her experiences, Jo decided she wanted to include other lockdown stories from those she had met previously from travelling. She continued, "Every time I read the book, I cry. It's changed my view on mortality." Lockdown Stories is available to purchase online and is set to be launched, where you can meet Jo and excerpts from the book will be read, at the Unthank Arms pub on Friday, March the 24th, with Buck's Fizz included.
If you've been for a wander down the Norwich lanes, you may have seen one of the many commemorative plaques decorating the streets. Each plaque tells its own individual story and denotes a particular chapter of the city's rich history. But where did they come from? The plaques are the works of artist Sally Barrett, who worked for Norwich City Council for more than 19 years and who studied at Norwich Art School, now Norwich University of the Arts, in the late 1980s. They were designed as part of a project to tell the story of Norwich's industrial and social past, including to commemorate noteworthy public houses and to mark where weavers, cabinet makers and chemists once worked. Found primarily along Pottergate, St Benedict Street, Bedford Street and Bridewell Alley, the plaques include designs of Horatio Nelson, the Madam Market, the Lobster Inn and the Corn Exchange.